Good morning. I'm Carol Fry, and today I'll be talking about the movie District 9. You've heard of Area 51, right? The place where the government's hiding down spaceships and captured aliens? Well, at least that's what a few million UFO aficionados think. Well, here's District 9, a movie about another group of aliens who arrive on Earth. But unlike most alien movies, they're neither invaders, as in The War of the Worlds, nor friendly visitors, as in Close Encounters of the Third Kind. In this version, about 1.5 million of them arrive in a huge spacecraft that has mechanical problems and hovers over Johannesburg, South Africa. So, that's the opening premise of District 9. This situation is a lot like that of the 1980s TV series and movie Alien Nation. The difference is that the aliens in Alien Nation are integrated into society, though there's a good deal of prejudice against them. So, they come to symbolize marginalized people such as Hispanics, African Americans, or gays. So it goes in District 9, but there's no integration. One of the devices to keep people from outside the mainstream is to tag them with a derogative name. So the newcomers in District 9 are called prawns, since they resemble crustaceans. They make it clear that they just want to go home, but their ship's broken. Apparently, the crew who operated it died off, and the survivors are just worker bees, or worker prawns, and are helpless to fix or operate the craft. When people in South Africa are tired of providing for the deeply confused aliens, the prawns are turned over to a private firm, Multinational United, or MNU, which pens them up in a huge refugee camp called District 9. Witkus Vandermeer, an empty-headed bureaucrat whose only qualification for the job is being the son-in-law of the director of MNU, becomes their overseer. So the first half of the film is a faux documentary with a camera following Witkus as he oversees District 9. MNU knows the aliens have their own powerful biotechnology and weapons which humans can't use and the workers don't understand. The unscrupulous director of MNU wants to harness the weapons technology for huge sales. Witkus is a decent sort, and unlike the MNU security forces, has at least a little compassion for the prawns, though he hardly identifies with them. That all changes when he gets too up close and personal with some of their technology and is infected. The best science fiction makes some kind of statement about our society. District 9 makes a metaphor of the situation of the prawns, comparing them to black people in South Africa during apartheid. In fact, it goes to great length to show us the comparison. Documentary style hammers out the film's thesis. We repeatedly see talking heads of sociologists and officials from human rights groups whose interviews underscore the terrible treatment of the aliens and not very subtly show the parallel to apartheid, the internment of the Japanese in California during World War II, and other atrocities. After about a half hour of this, I thought, okay, I get it. But this part of the film goes on for an hour. Then it turns into an action-adventure plot and, strangely enough, a buddy film. Poor Witkus gets caught between his rapacious father-in-law and the prawns, begins to change as he's forced to share their lives. In a bit of poetic justice after his exposure to the alien technology, he almost gets the same treatment of the prawns who are routinely butchered and dissected in experiments designed to get the secret of their technology. Gradually, he's forced to depend on alien Christopher Johnson, they get Earth names here, and his son. Christopher seems to be a survivor of the ship's crew and understands the technology. So Witkus goes from being self-obsessed twit to a hero of sorts, able to sacrifice for his friend. District 9 is in the best tradition of science fiction in applying a scientific or sociological potential to our lives and society. I liked the film, but I thought it spent too long in the first half establishing what was a pretty obvious thesis. The film's premise is one we should take seriously as part of our human potential, but it would have been better with more dramatization of it and less lecture. Still, I'll give it 3.5 boxes of popcorn out of 5 and throw in a large self-drink.